recording.
No, it's okay. You can edit it out.
No, that's fine. I can cut that
okay,
out.
Okay, just edit it
Hold
out.
On real quick. I got to do this. There, okay, go ahead.
All right.
You know why I'm doing that?
What?
Because now I can match up the spikes. Oh, our voice. Okay. Like over.
Match up the spikes again?
It'll be giant peaks like that. All right.
I can clap too.
See, it came on there.
Okay, so.
All right, well, go ahead, Edson. You can start.
All right, ready? Go.
Yeah. I'm waiting on you, you cunt.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah. Are you good?
We're good for right now.
Hello, Paulie's.
We're like zooming like awkwardly on everyone's faces or something.
Yeah, if you're down faces. To do it, yeah, that'd be great.
Got us with a whole welcome.
Did you get everybody here?
Oh, I got everybody.
Okay, okay, all right, so we're good.
I think,
so.
Can you share? Because I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, he's good, anyone. You just see me look at your butt?
There was four dudes looking right now.
Well, right. This is going to be the first episode of what I wanted to call the Crumb Bum
podcast. Stardust Alley okay, channel.
Today we're
going to
start off with a new channel.
Something great and no. What,
no?
No?
Is that how we're going to do it?
No?
I just consider we're going to call
all
it
right, Crumb Bum. All right, well, welcome you know what, to Crumb Bum comedy.
Cheers. That's what I'm talking about. All right.
That's how it is.
Look, it'll get better as time goes on.
It's
obviously going to be terrible.
Is the contest for what the name is?
Yeah, it really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we're trying
it really
to find
is.
Out.
We're
well,
trying
to don't have
origin
one
of the name. What is the origin?
Okay,
of the
name? So where did Crumb Bum? Okay, so we got
that's
got
a good
Edson.
Question.
All right.
Episode one, like just brainstorming on what is actually going to be fucking called.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah,
okay,
much,
an hour of what the fuck is Crumb Bum?
Look, I'm excited that we're here.
All right, so everybody, we got Edson over here, the King Crumb Bum.
That's my call. That's my calling sign.
That's his call.
And then you got Josh over here.
All right. By the way, cheers everybody.
Amateur alcoholic.
Yes.
I would say. Right. You know. But and then you got Frank over here. He's the primo mustachier of Crumb Bum Comedy.
But
and
this is regular Frank. If it was Friday, it'll be Frankie Friday, and that's a completely
different.
Oh yeah,
Frank. This is regular Frank. Yeah, this isn't
well, don't
Friday.
Don't look at the camera. Just talk to Frank.
Way more taking.
The camera will do its job.
You know, pisses in the wrong place and such.
I know, it's
that's right. That's your definition of
that's Frank. That's yeah. It's on his Facebook page. Pisses in the wrong place.
His Tinder
and.
Mine is jacking off.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh God! Oh, hey, right in the middle of a show.
That's cool.
No, that's great. Hopefully,
you can see his butt crack.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see it.
Trevor, there's a camera behind you.
There you go.
Right there. Yeah.
So this is, and I'm Dr. Brown. I'm Dr. Brown, and this is
not a real doctor.
The medical doctor of evil science. Not a real doctor.
So this is going to go down in
he gave me a prostate exam, but not a real doctor.
I did with my car.
You got to get there somehow.
So,
damn it, goddamn it! So, I'm just jealous because
I always wanted to ask this question because I think I asked you, Frank, but when you first did stand up and how the fuck you got interested?
I always wanted to do it because I knew I liked making people laugh since I was a little kid. I remember my first joke. It was walking into my parents' bedroom when I was probably like two. I had one of my sister's diapers on my head, a non-used diaper, into George
That's not
Washington.
A joke,
George Washington.
Like a powder wig.
It's like a powder.
Like a powdered wig.
And I said I was George Washington. My parents laughed, and then the next day I did the same thing, and then they didn't laugh as much. And then the third day I did it. They sat me down. Like I'm like, why don't you guys laugh? They're like, Frankie, if you keep doing the same joke over and over, it's not as funny, you know? So that's when I was like, oh, okay, and it made me think about it. It made me want to be creative. It made me enjoy making people laugh. I learned that. And then, you know, from then on, I didn't do it publicly, like formally, until 2014 in Long Beach, and I had no jokes.
We're at Long Beach.
At Que Sera.
Oh, shit. That's a cool place.
Yeah, and I didn't have any jokes, but I had some good confidence, and I was pretty drunk too, but not sloppy drunk.
That helps.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. And I got booed by a huge, fat hipster guy.
No shit.
Just saying very politely, boo you, sir. And
there's
was
a
like,
guy at
Que Sera
boo you in a proper way as
yes.
possible. That's way better than getting tomatoes thrown at you.
You gotta give us some fucking credit, dude.
I would have told the guy like I'd rather be the guy bombing on stage than the person who said boo you, sir.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you, fat?
And then what do your parents support you and shit, or do they care?
They don't really care.
No?
No, but they like some of my family will talk about it with me.
Oh,
like,
shit.
But not really many.
That's cool. When I wanted to do it, I told my grandfather what I wanted to do.
I told him I'd do it.
Well, I told my grandparents that I wanted to be a comedian, and my grandfather got pissed, threw a fit. My grandmother was like, what are you getting so mad about? She's like, you heard him. He must be a fucking clown.
Edson, what was your idea on fucking starting comedy?
I've always wanted to do it. I've always been since like my first comedians were like I was watching like Chick from Grace Under Fire.
Wow, you
and Ellen DeGeneres.
Jesus.
Wow, shit. I used to really watch it a lot. And Sinbad. When I watched Sinbad, I really wanted to do it.
The pirate?
No. I was like, matey, that's what I really want to do.
I always remember on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Will Smith wanted to be a comedian. He's like, I bet Sinbad's parents supported him. He's like, they named him Sinbad.
That fucking goes with it.
What a shitty name.
But I've always been funny. I've always been the guy at the center of attention and shit like that. And I didn't get into it until Josh got me into it, because I've already done bands and stuff like that, so I've already been on stage.
I don't remember when I first talked to you about it, but apparently I did. But
you
I
just said,
like,
do it.
And then do it now.
Do it now. And I was like, I thought I was already doing it. And then he took me to Flappers.
Oh, I remember that. That was funny.
Which one?
The one here. Claremont. Okay. I had jokes written down. I went up. Didn't do none of them. I made people laugh.
Well, you got nervous.
Then when I got off stage, I was shaking because that shit felt good. And I was like, I'm going to keep doing this. And then I haven't touched it since my move.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. Like,
hard to do when you're fucking all the way over the
site. What about you?
Well, yeah, my first time was I went and it was like an open mic night. And I decided everyone's singing and shit. So I decided I was going to walk up there and sing a song.
Open mic, like they do
karaoke.
Anything?
Oh, they do.
It was like karaoke.
Singer, songwriter, and comedy. And
no,
all
it
that.
Wasn't even that. It was just karaoke.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, I'm gonna sing a song.
You just went up to do karaoke,
and I turned it down, and I was kind of like, okay, well, and I put a picture right in front of everyone, and I started doing stand up, and the people were like, whoa, what the fuck is this? It was a skate shop, and people were dumping money into this pitcher, an empty pitcher, and I was like, cool,
that's gorilla.
I was like, I walked home with like
that's gorilla
$25, and I was just like, I think I can make money off this, and so,
that's cool.
You know, and that's just how it started, you know, just having fun.
Josh is a resident comedian. He's done it longer than all of us.
Well, I'm not. Oh, yeah. I'm better than anybody, but like, I just do it more often because I live in LA, so it makes sense. I'm closer.
You're closer. Like,
yeah, a lot of choices.
They don't do shit out here.
I did an open mic at the, you know, where the Pig and Whistle is in Hollywood.
Yeah. With the guy named Pig and Whistle or the place? Because I know this guy called Pig and Whistle who will do things.
I met a dude in jail called Pig and Whistle.
That's him. That's the same guy.
That guy sells me money.
We all know Pig and Whistle.
I met the same guy, but he was raping me. He was calling me Pig and Whistle.
Yeah, he was getting...
Okay. Like a pig, boy.
Yeah, I think he was giving instructions to whistle like a pig. He just got it backwards because it was...
Yeah, but I did it at the Pig and Whistle. It's in Hollywood. I didn't know it was an open mic for like musicians and anybody. That was the worst open mic I ever did. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm the only comedian here. I did jokes and no one laughed. It was very uncomfortable.
It's hard the first
time. There's a bunch
of
hipsters and like they were kind of like, wow, this is uncomfortable.
And this is what I want this podcast to be about. I want this to be like us because we're like the bottom of the barrel. Like there's a lot of comedians that do podcasts and they're already like, they're already good at their shit. They're already up there.
No one started off good.
And we're, but no one has a podcast at the bottom. Everyone has a podcast from the top.
That's not true. I've heard a lot of shitty podcasts.
No, I'm not talking about shitty podcasts. I'm talking about shitty people.
There's a million podcasts.
There's a million podcasts that are just shitty.
What are they doing them at a pizza place?
Yeah, we're recording one right now.
Also, we are at Paulie's Pizza Pub
in Upland, California.
He doesn't know this yet, but...
He doesn't know.
If...
Stop looking at the camera. Just talk to us.
I'm just letting everyone know. Talk to your fucking self.
He's in love with the camera.
I know. He's over here. Fucking posing. Fucking gang signs.
I
always loved it.
The first time I did it was in 2009 in Orange County, a place called Barney's.
Gee, how old are you?
35.
35?
I never went
back.
And how
old are you?
35.
Same age.
How old are you?
32.
Shit.
I'm 26.
Why? You look like
I'm the oldest one in the group.
Boy, white people age terribly.
I know. I'm sitting around a bunch.
Black don't crack.
You're not black, first of all.
They just turn Salvadorian. As they grow, they evolve.
So I found these three comedians in front of the Home Depot.
Like, you like jokes?
Hola, we do jokes.
First of all, I got a little more class than that. I hang out in front of Lowe's.
Oh, dude, good for you.
Yeah, a little more high class.
A little more high class.
Those are where the bilingual Mexicans go.
That's true, right? Right? No,
I don't have IDs.
No. First time I did stand up, I kept doing this. I kept going, woo. Because I was nervous.
No, eh?
Everybody does that. They're just kind of like,
I need some kind of filibuster.
I always did the whole drinking the beer, like thinking the next thing, like, oh, stand to the side here, sip this beer, you know.
Did anybody laugh at that? Because when I was doing stand up, I was doing jokes, and kind of people were kind of giggling. But then when I stopped and I said to myself, I was just like on the mic, I was just like, man, I had jokes. And everyone started laughing.
Yeah, it's
and, and everyone thought like that was a joke. And I was like, oh shit, like that was literally an internal monologue that accidentally came out.
It's the same thing when someone's bombing and they're like, just sorry, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
It, oh, yeah, absolutely.
It makes you present. And then you're, the fact of you being present really eases the tension for that moment of you sucking.
Oh, because I was.
No, you're pointing. You're calling yourself.
Oh, you're calling yourself. Yeah, out.
You're present in the moment.
And like, people think it's funny.
You're not in the.
So you're taking away the cringe.
You're taking away the cringe that they're feeling. Like,
right.
Oh, this guy sucks. Or like, get off already. You're just being like, oh man, I'm really doing shitty.
So you're saying that the laughter after the cringe, after you say,
it'll ease it, but you can still. That's your chance to dig out.
It's like getting naked and just being like, I got a small dick, and they're like, okay, so we can all just be cool.
Mr. Micropenis.
Yeah. All right, let's go with it.
Yeah.
Like, I made a joke and it didn't land. Nobody laughed. I was like, you didn't think that was funny? And then nobody said anything. I was like, I didn't think it was either. And then people started laughing.
Yeah, I was totally like, my first time, I was just like, I thought I wrote comedy.
is this comedy?
Nobody laughed. And I was just like, I thought I wrote comedy. Like,
there was a couple times.
And they laughed, man, you know?
When I tried new jokes, I remember like, when they didn't work, nobody laughing. I'd pull up the notebook jokingly and I'd go, that one's called Stop Telling That Joke.
Stop Telling That Joke.
See, there you go.
It is that's not good. Working. And people were laughing.
This one is full of Stop Telling That. It's actually just, no. It's not full.
Is that
of
your joke book?
Yeah, you got yours?
This is my work fanny pack. In my other fanny pack. My other fanny pack.
What's your going out fanny pack look like?
Punky Brewster?
Fancy pants.
I named them. I have three of them. I have Punky Brewster, which is the first original one. That one has blood, cum, and piss on it. That one's the one that's beat to shit.
Oh, by the way, blood, cum, and piss is going to be playing.
Dude. Yeah, that's... Dude, I'm so good to see them. Yeah.
And then my second one is Not Too Speedy 2, which is the one you probably see me with. It has a satanic one on it. That's my joke one. And then there's my work one.
This
leather face.
That is too much to fucking.
Like the one that has
cum
on it. The one that has cum on it.
Okay.
That's too many fanny packs.
Do you have a fanny pack that you swoon women with?
Yeah. All of them. There's not a fanny pack in there that's just like the women go, ew.
What am I gonna pay with my fucking imagination?
I haven't.
If you can pay with your imagination,
dude, another round.
Bronze on me. Actually, no, because I'm. Ran out of imagination.
So I have never seen a man out of 1998 Levi's commercials that is not wearing a fanny pack.
Let me tell you something about fanny packs. There's a certain way to wear fanny packs. Everyone thinks it's for style and shit. If you see a guy wearing a fanny pack, when he's wearing it in the front, he has nothing in it and it's not hitting his balls. You're supposed to have your fanny pack Han Solo gun holster low.
On the left or the right?
On the left or the right. Because it should be jam-packed with drugs or whatever.
It's just easy. Easy to grab.
It's a pocket.
He doesn't want it to hang down and hit.
Because if it hangs like this, and it's hitting your balls when you're walking around, but if you have it up here,
what are you carrying in there that's so heavy that it's smacking your balls?
This
metal
one,
BBs.
Tools.
Tools?
This one carries my tools.
Those tools look cool. What's
the other one?
The other one has my joke book and a couple of rocks that I pick up from the ground because I like picking up rocks. And all of them have toothpicks and one latex glove.
What? Now you're starting to sound like a serial murderer.
Or
just with one latex glove.
When I got pulled over by the cop, he was like, "What are these for?" And I was like, "It's some sexual." And he's like, "All right." And he stopped touching my bag, and I was like, "Cool."
This is one of the first jokes I ever wrote. I crossed it out. This is terrible.
Oh no, let's hear it.
Let's hear cross out jokes.
Oh yeah, dude, just do all the shitty jokes.
Yeah, do the cross out jokes only.
I called it the Bloods. That's the next special. I'm gonna start my own Bloods. Start my own gang called the Bloods. I know there's already one that exists, but this one's all females on their periods. meetings are once a month.
that's actually on cross that.
No, I can pick it up.
I
used it once.
Wow, that didn't land.
No, it did.
Did it? Why did you cross it out?
Because there's a guy I do stand with, Wesley Dolores. If you ever listen to this, he has something very similar. But he had it first. So.
What can we do about stuff like that?
I don't know. There's nothing you can do.
No, I made a joke that Daniel Tosh is one similar to mine, and I had to let it go. He was talking about how
you got to let something like that go.
Well, he was talking about how he sits on a toilet backwards to eat with the table. I was like, oh, you dick. I had that joke.
What were you saying, dude?
I was just going to say one time I accidentally...
raped somebody?
Stole a joke from The Simpsons that I didn't realize...
I've done that before.
Was already landed. I've done that before.
And be like, I got that from The Simpsons. Or I'll be like, I'm looking at the show.
It was a killing my dad joke. And I was using the zombie Flanders joke. I don't know if you guys ever watched Simpsons.
It's like, zombie?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh my gosh, good job, Dad, you just killed Zombie Flanders. It's like, he was
a zombie? That shit was something. He's like, you just killed Zombie Flanders.
He was a zombie?
So you just started, okay, so your joke was about you killing your dad.
Yeah, and it was the same premise of trying to kill my dad, and I didn't know it was a zombie apocalypse.
Well, you see, here's the thing. Only Simpson fans will get it.
No, I didn't even do it for the Simpsons. I didn't realize it when I first was using it. I just wanted to do a killing my dad joke.
Don't we all?
No!
No! Absolutely not. I love my father.
I love him too.
No, I don't love my father.
He doesn't love me.
Hey, he's one of
my dad doesn't love me either.
I showed him a
picture.
Daddy, why? I showed him a picture of me doing stand-up, and he's like, ¿Qué es eso? Like, what the fuck is that? I was like, that was me doing stand-up, dude. I did it, man. I did it. And he's like, are they paying you? I was like, no, but like, you're not paying me neither. Like, I'm not doing this for fun, Dad. And then I started doing push-ups just to prove that I have a
dick. Go in your room and cry. Who put all these tears on my pillow?
He's always been like that.
My grandmother.
When I was in high school, I was in drama and theater tech. And every time I tried to audition for some bullshit, he just won't let me do it. He's like, are they gonna pay you? Or are you gonna, like, what are you gonna do? Like, are you gonna take time at the school? And I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like,
my grandfather always says that. He goes, well, did they pay you? And I was like, dude, it doesn't work that way. You don't just start off and then they just start paying you.
Yeah.
You gotta make a fucking name for yourself. It's
do
work.
You think Nick Cage got paid his first gig?
He shouldn't be paid his last gig.
Nick Cage? Nicholas Cage?
Yeah,
Nick Cage doing stand up?
That would be the fucking Nicholas shit. Cage doing stand up.
Don't let his friends call him
the Coppolas, right?
I'm really more of a protector.
He's one of the Coppola people.
He's part of
is he
the,
really?
He's yeah, he changed his name so that he could make it on his own.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he probably
he's a part of the Coppola dynasty.
I'll give it this, he did. He made it on his own.
Dude, get your hand down. Oh, you can't see that. Good thing you can't see that.
Yeah, but that can.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Well, that was a joke that I wanted to do because I've been accidentally hailing Hitler.
How do you accidentally do that?
Hold on, let me just get my hat.
Because when I'm driving, I drive by old neighborhoods that I go, like everyone knows me around here. So like I do that gay Hitler one, like not the full extent
hey.
One. Just kind of when he's like, hey, like, hey, what's up?
I know,
up?
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't know that was a Hitler thing until recently.
Are you sure?
I know, you son of a bitch.
Hey, that's okay, you got me when I was driving. Oh,
that's right.
Wait, he flipped you off while you were driving?
No, I caught him. Yeah,
wait, then she comes in and flips up.
She comes in and flips us off, really?
That's our resident.
There goes your tips.
Hey, can you bring me some? Oh, okay.
Wow, Edson.
Wow, Edson, you don't really know how to woo the ladies.
Yeah. I do know how to. I
excuse me, I'll go. See you later.
So, how many kids do you have now, Edson?
Alive or dead? Because I can go through
I can't believe you have kids.
Yeah.
I have one kid.
Yeah, one kid.
One kid. Sex,
it's your birthday
right?
tomorrow.
It's your birthday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
No, I have to celebrate. Okay, so I have to celebrate. I celebrated last weekend with my baby's mom together. Tomorrow she's doing her birthday party, and then when she leaves for 2 weeks, then I'm gonna throw her a birthday party. Ooh. So this bitch is gonna have like 3 birthday parties
and after
every
that
fucking time.
Birthday party is the after birthday back.
Oh my god, are you okay? Jesus. Are you dying?
I don't know how to burp.
It's projectile vomit.
It's a real problem.
No! This is the worst podcast.
How does
welcome to Josh Pukes on everybody.
How old is Indigo?
I was about to ask
3.
That.
She's gonna be 3.
How old is Sativa?
No, that's what one guy's like, I was like, Indigo, her name is Indigo. He's like, what, Sativa? And I was like, the wrong one. Indica
not
is
indigo.
The one you were thinking of.
I just heard of the term Indigo Kids or Indigo.
That's what we named her. We named her after that.
Because of that? Yeah. Does that mean very empathetic
yeah, yeah.
or
really?
Something?
No, she's gonna have, she was supposed to die to begin with.
Okay.
And she fucking, no, she had, I'm not kidding. Like, what am I gonna be fucking like, oh, she wasn't gonna pass the third trimester. No, like, the bitch was gonna die.
Yeah.
She was on the route to death.
This is my daughter. She was supposed to die. Yeah.
But she made it. She made it. And she
oh,
came out.
Good
she came
her.
Out healthy as shit.
Good.
She came out too healthy. Like, there's the, I don't know.
What are you expecting? Some fucking.
What
yeah,
mean,
no,
problem?
I thought it, because my swamp sperm and her fucking.
Swamp sperm.
Damn was, it, she came out too healthy.
Yeah, wasn't that your nickname in high school?
Yeah, college. Because oh, I did go to college.
Which, by the way, swamp sperm will be playing next week.
Dude, that's my other president.
Every time I do stand up, I don't know if you go to my or YouTube. Every time I do stand up, at the end of every stand up gig, I would say I love you, Indigo. Kiss the mic and say I love you, Indigo, and I hope that I keep doing that forever. I'm never gonna stop saying that shit. But it sucks because it's right after like an abortion joke.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So like me coming out like on a dead chick, and I'm like, that's why I'm gonna call my dead people tomorrow. All right, thank you guys, everybody. I love you, Indigo. And just walk off stage, and they're like, is Indigo the one, the bum who's.
Maybe you should research.
I have a friend who, he's really rich. He inherited $26 million, but his dad fucking hates him.
Is he single?
He.
But, is he single?
I believe he is. But
is he gay?
No.
Does he like guys in black bandanas?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you.
Is he hot?
Well, he owns a winery here in like Maluma.
I have to pee.
And
no. Hold on, let's pause it real quick.
No. No. Oh no, I can't because the camera's still fucking.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out later on.
We can just cut this out, or you can just continue.
No. Fuck it. Just keep continuing.
Yeah. So what was he?
Damn, it's almost 20 minutes.
Not ready?
That's fast.
Oh, we could bang out a whole hour then.
Yeah. Well, he. I just remember. He's Italian. You know, his dad's from Italy. I mean, not Italy, but like an East Coast Italian guy.
Yeah.
And one time he was like, the dad fucking hated him. And he came in and like he was on the cell phone and he slapped him in the face around that. He's like, "Get off the phone when you have fucking friends over. What's the matter with you?" You know, like he has that accent.
Jesus.
And then he left. Then he goes, he tells my buddy, he goes, he got mad at him. He's like, "You were nothing more than a broken condom."
The dad told it to his son?
Yeah, to his son.
Because I'm laughing. Jesus fucking Christ.
Do you need another beer?
Yeah, please.
What are you drinking?
Fuck.
I don't know. What do you recommend?
What would you have before?
O'Doul's?
Red Trolley.
Red Trolley's good. We also have the Smog City Amber.
What is that?
It's an amber.
How much is it?
Same as this.
Give me that. Please.
Why do you guys always run out of PBR?
Because we run up.
No, I said, why do you guys always run out of them?
Because I don't keep drinking it.
Well, you don't have any more right now, right?
No, they don't have any more. Are you sure? I think you're out, because yesterday I was here and they were like, no more. No mas.
I like PBR. It's crumb bum beer.
I'm just used to fucking drinking it, like, so I can't drink this shit all the time. It's gross. Oh god, dude, this train ride here was. I didn't want to come.
You take
back.
The train. You live.
I should have stayed here. I should have stayed the night.
Where do you live? You live in
Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Yeah.
And then you take the train from Pasadena over here.
No. I take the train from Pasadena to Union Station. From Union Station, I take the Metrolink here. I connect.
Because you have to take
the Gold Line.
Gold Line, yeah. That goes all the way to San Bernardino.
No.
How far does it go?
It goes to Azusa.
Oh, so you take the one up by the 210?
That's it, yeah. I live right by it, like on Lake. So it's the Gold Line. It goes to Azusa all the way to Boyle Heights.
Boyle Heights has a bunch of comedy places, huh?
Not
is it Boyle Heights or?
As far as I know.
No, something Heights. Yeah. Somewhere in LA, something.
Lincoln Heights doesn't. I know
Boyle
that.
Heights, I think you're right.
I think Boyle Heights.
Montecino Heights.
Because I just. There's a couple
open mics there.
Yeah, because I saw.
At least there
someone
used
to posted be. That they were going to do a show. And when I looked at it on Google, when I was zooming in, I saw three places that popped up.
One of the guys,
they were just all in the same block.
Damn.
Thank you.
One of the guys that does it at one of the bars.
Thank you.
At one of the Boyle Heights ones is a Glendora guy. That I used to see at the Continental.
Campus, good.
Where's that at? Like, in Boyle Heights, like First Street or?
I don't know. I've never
Mariachi
been there.
Mariachi Plaza area.
He just works out there. I was like, "How do you do that?" Because he hosted an open mic there. I don't know if he still does, but he was a pretty funny guy, and he kind of took one of my jokes, but I didn't care.
I have a friend who stole a joke from another.
Because he was really nice to me, and he swung it enough to where it was like, that's a coincidence. He just phrased it funnier than I did, so he took the idea.
But what if, like,
so he made my joke better, so I guess I couldn't.
But even if you make your joke better, you can still use it. Like even like the you looking like a cop. No, because me and this guy were sitting here.
Yeah.
You're talking about
joke better.
Yeah, and then you wrote it down, and it's like.
That's different. You guys are like
talking
to each other.
That's a verbal contract, though. It's like
yeah, exactly. You guys are talking to each other.
We're helping each other, right?
If I say a joke and it's funny when you say it, and you use it, I will not get mad at you. If you were a stranger, I will punch you in the fucking mouth. But
if I were to use it, I would give you credit even before I use it, because I'd be like, I think that's funny. I think I can.
No, don't do that on stage.
I wouldn't do it on stage, but I would tell you, like, before.
Oh, yeah.
I would ask you.
I would ask,
yeah. I think that's like a proper beginner ethic, right?
No, there's a etiquette.
Because I know there's people who would fucking just walk over motherfuckers just to get that.
Yeah, but I believe in karma.
His name's Carlos Mencia.
I don't believe in karma. Or luck, or...
I don't either.
I believe in karma.
Yeah?
Really?
Well, I like to, because it makes me feel more validated when I do nice things.
Yeah, it makes me feel better to know that Santa Claus is coming to my house.
Why can't you feel yourself like that without...
Why can't I be nice without thinking that something will happen if it's good?
Yeah, that's the real... That's the real...
That's a real Buddhist.
I don't...
Karma's not real. It's only...
It's not real.
Whatever the fuck I said.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure it makes you feel better. It makes you feel better knowing, thinking that Santa Claus will come to my house this Christmas. It's not going to happen, though.
I don't expect when it's going to happen.
It's not.
I just think
it's not gonna
that
happen
it's
ever.
Been happening.
You're just a nice guy, like, not inside of your heart. That's all.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, look. I don't think karma's real. Because bad things happen to good people all the time.
Yeah.
And good things happen to bad people all the time. They have long Castro lived.
Yeah.
Unless you support them. Yeah. And, Kim Jong Un is still alive.
Even if, like, in very small, like, let's say, comedy world and shit, let's say you did a joke and then someone stole it and they bombed because they didn't say it right, they didn't come out right.
Or it's a
joke. You would be like, ah,
delivery.
Karma. But it's like, well, if you did it right, then it would have been karma. They would be just be like, that fool fucking did the joke right. But I would like to see someone steal my joke. There's a comedian who's famous, I will not name him. We kicked it at a bar.
Give us a hint.
No.
Give us a hint.
No, because it's cool now. We're cool with each other now. I don't want to burn the spot.
Give us a hint.
Don't even think about it now.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
So, like, I remember saying the joke.
George Lopez.
Okay, I'm going to say.
Bill Burr.
Fucking Jim Carrey.
I doubt
really?
It.
I love Bill Burr. No. I love Bill Burr.
I love Bill Burr.
I didn't steal from Jim Carrey.
You but stole from Jim Carrey?
No, I said the joke. Jim Carrey stole it from me.
How did he know?
He didn't steal it from me. He just did it.
That's not the fucking... Ugh.
Was it...
No, this unnamed comedian. I said something, just me being funny, me being Etten funny. This is why he didn't steal the joke. He stole something of my life. I said it, right?
Yeah.
And then I said it at a bar, and then he used it. And
is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's not good.
Okay. Well, it's okay. We got the audio still.
Yeah. But, I'm never gonna stop failing.
Just wrap up the audio then.
Yeah, we still got the audio.
No, let's pause the audio at least for right now.
Okay. Whatever, it started recording.
Alright.
Yeah? Alright, yeah.
But we still have the audio.
We're back.
Okay, so we're back.
We never left actually. The camera just stopped.
Yeah, no, we never stopped.
Oh, yeah, we kept going.
I think it's because I have it on MP4 mode.
Oh.
I think it only. No, I think it only records a short. When it's on movie mode, it'll go for a long time.
I thought that you said you were gonna put it in movie mode.
The only reason they want to do that, it's fucking hard to convert that over.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
To, there's a lot of work involved doing that.
I don't know anything about that because my car's from 87. My beer is from 1987.
You look like you're fucking from 1987.
I'm gonna
put it on movie
mode. Dude, I was.
I'd say more 78.
Dude, I was born in 1912. I know my antiques.
A little thing about Mr. Doc Brown. Oh wait, I'll tell you right now when the camera's on because
tell the audio. The audio is more important.
All right, here's a little thing about Mr. Doc Brown right here. Josh might be a resident comedian only because he's done it a little longer, but one of us here in this table has been on television. Discovery Channel, was it?
No, it was on A&E.
A&E.
Oh, cool.
Storage Wars.
Who, you were on it?
Yes, I was. Yeah. I was a
this
cast
was actually
member.
On TV. And also, he's our residential
club
junk man. You and me, we junk.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that's my
father.
That's what.
Oh, great.
Oh, God. Right when I was going to tell people how famous you were.
Must be nice to have a father.
Does he love you? Does he fucking love you?
Daddy, why?
That's so funny.
Yeah. Dave, I don't know why the camera stopped.
Don't worry.
All right, whatever.
We're just doing it, you know.
No, I know. I was just kind of bummed out that it stopped.
All right, so you were on.
Yeah, I was on.
The Walking Dead.
I was on. I was a zombie on The Walking Dead. I was one of the head zombies. You know how skinny I was. No, I'm joking. I was on Storage Wars.
Did you auction? Were you like an auctioneer?
I bought storage units on Storage Wars until it became fake. And
when the producers were doing shit,
yeah, they said
like when they found something, they're just like, we can make money off of this, and then they're like,
and they were like, okay, so they would sell it to me, and then they're like, okay, and then they came in and they were like, all right, now you're gonna buy it for $5,000, and I'm like, well, I bought it for $125. They're like, no, you bought it for $5,000, and we had to retake the whole thing.
I'm like, no, I didn't.
The last episode, I don't know if you watched ever watched Workaholics.
I was busy that
day. The last episode was actually pretty cool. They did that. Their episode was when corporate came in and started turning them into marketable fucking whatever the fuck, and then they were just like, okay, that's how we end the episode. It was like really cool, kind of, because you could tell like they wanted more episodes.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, nah, now you guys want to pay us more to do more. Like, he was already the pothead, but now you really want to be like, oh, now he's really the pothead. And,
yeah.
I'm guessing that's what they were doing with Storage Wars, when they trying to amp up with something that's already cool.
Oh, right, yeah, there. Something that was already done and everybody was doing it. And when I first started, it was kind of like...
How many shows were there with that same idea?
Oh, like original? Like,
that was those original ones.
That was the original one. And then
there was like bootleg ones after, right?
I was on Shipping Wars for two episodes. Oh,
what is Shipping Wars?
Where you get
shipping,
a bunch of...
Shipping containers.
Ship a huge like house or something.
No.
Nope.
It's literally... Shipping Wars is kind of like those pods.
And then they're full of kids from Thailand. they're
exactly.
sold.
Exactly. They're
San Diego.
Still in my basement. No, it's like you fill up a crate full of shit. It's made out of a wooden crate, and then you ship it across country, across seas, whatever, you know. When you can't pay that, they would bring them back and they would auction them off. So I was on that for 2 episodes. What fucked me up was both episodes I bought two lockers, and they were all filled with medical books from 1978.
Oh, I was about to say medical books rule.
Like no, people,
but then 1978,
they were so out of date.
There's shit like that. There's shit that they have cures for now. They're like, here's how to cure polio.
So I loaded them in the back of. I loaded them in the back of my. Yeah, exactly. It was
like
kind of like
stupid shit, like tonic water.
Yeah,
just recipes for like cocktails.
Do you have the flu? Inject yourself with 50 fucking milligrams of fucking cyanide.
Yeah.
Fucking cyanide.
Just a little bit of cyanide. Just
morphine, the new cure for heroin.
Yeah, exactly. So it was kind of like, I don't want to do that anymore. And I was on one episode of Luggage Wars, which was...
Oh, yeah, you can lose anything. If someone loses something, you can make money out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Luggage Wars.
Oh, no. I loaded all those books in the back of my Suburban and went behind a Home Depot, which was a block away in, like, L.A. Just dumped that shit. I stood on top and was just like, throwing this thing.
Dang, fuck.
And I was on one episode of Luggage Wars where I got nothing but a dildo, panties, and men's shirts. For $20. So
what size shirts?
XXX.
Damn it.
XXX women's panties.
What size shirts?
And a dildo.
You wouldn't still happen to have those panties, would you?
Is either what size shirts?
No, dude. Those
are like, what's up with those shirts? Let me get that. Let me get at them shirts.
I'm a bit of a panty connoisseur.
Are you a panty connoisseur? Yeah, but that was back in the day.
I have a G-string.
I don't doubt that. Look at you.
I wish
you
I
got a G-string for Christmas?
Yeah, from my girlfriend. I thought it was great.
Wow, do you
Holy
wear it?
Holy shit.
I did twice.
You have a girlfriend?
But, yeah.
That's the fucking...
The two single guys over here are like, wow, well, that's amazing. So, what? Tell us a G-string story.
It's cool, it's
two
funny.
There's two of them.
And the only problem is it doesn't have the extended crotchal region, so it's like kind of a flat, like, women's G-string, so it's just... mashing it.
So it was just holding your dick, but your balls were just creeping out of the side?
It's like a weird, like, new math symbol. Just
man, new math symbol?
Yeah. So do your balls and your dick just, like, fly out both ends?
It depends how fast I'm running.
You had them all while you were running? Your dick?
My goal was to keep everything, like, perfectly aligned, you know, north and south, but
so your
no
dick
way.
Just looked
it
like,
doesn't have enough support.
It just looked like a Bane was hanging upside down.
You just imagine like trying to tie a loose water balloon with like a string of yarn.
What if I don't want it?
Like, all right,
no,
I'm like,
no, dude, I get it. I'm half chub right now, dude. Yeah, I'm thinking about this. Like, I went to six to twelve
real quick. In there too.
Jesus Christ!
It's like a little
baby powder. Well, you say you did this twice.
Yeah,
you didn't learn your lesson the first time.
It was just for a quick show.
Okay, all what right. show? Alright, no, right. What That's show?
It wasn't like all day.
What show? Oh, you meant to?
To my girlfriend.
To your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A private show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A
okay.
private showing. Okay, that's yeah. understandable.
Did you do your stand-up while you were doing it?
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't need any words.
I would've done that. I would've been naked or like,
comedy
yo.
Comedy was there without words. It was just all physical balls and wiener.
Did you give her the old helicopter?
No, I can't.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can't do the helicopter? Is that
no.
tiny?
No, it's just, I don't have
just
the
Just in
hips.
General?
It's like the little rotor.
I don't have the hips. I could do a flinger, like, and make the noise.
I could do it, too.
Oh, forward. Dude, the flinger's the best. That gets women
just,
fucking driven.
Just, you know, horizontally.
Well, then you can't do
the
it.
The problem I have with doing the
What are these things you guys are talking about?
Dude, it's when you stand up and go...
Yeah, you just fucking twirl that bitch.
You just twirl it,
I can't
you know?
Do a circle.
Oh, we call those helicopteros. The slap into the side of something. We call
yeah,
that,
it has to make the noise though.
Yeah, we call that el machete luz.
I tried it once. I can't do it anymore. My dick's so big. I knocked myself out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. You know what I'm gonna do? I wanted to measure my dick from the floor to the ground. And know and have that in my head, like whatever inches it is. So if someone says it, I'm gonna be like, hey, from the ground, but it'll be like real.
But it'd be real, like...
Yeah, so it'd be, like, actually, like, 56 inches off the ground or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the measurement is.
Remember this,
Well, 60 inches is 5 feet, so hopefully not 56 inches.
Well, you don't know where my dick is at. It might be in the middle of my chest.
It's, well, that's what I'm worried about.
That's why you give me CPR. Nervous. You gotta fucking do the...
Oh, when Edson gets it on, he's like, come here, baby.
Just give him some of that chest.
He's about to spread his legs up, and he's like, ugh!
69 chest to chest.
His chest hair is just his actual bush.
I wish I had chest hair.
Oh, you do. Stop it.
I don't. I shave that bitch off. Man.
What the? You guys don't have chest hair?
I don't.
No, man.
I don't grow shit. No.
Nothing.
That looks like a Brillo pad.
Nothing.
Dude, what the fuck? Oh, because you got a tattoo over that
No,
shit.
Not even that. My mom...
Oh, your mom shaved for you?
No. How do I say this?
The
Spaniards...
The
Spaniards raped the fuck out of my people.
Yeah, we get it.
And then,
or my people were
the Spanish, the Europeans are the hairier people.
They are the hairier.
Something happened when they were doing the whole thing. A lot of jeans didn't get... I didn't get most of the jeans.
Maybe you're...
Or their shorts. There's also...
I always wanted to do a stand-up, but it had, like, a drummer, like, Neil Peart, like, say, like, a dumb joke, and him go...
Well, no, that's... I did that.
One of my, go on for, like, a long time.
I did that. One of my... Like before that. I did stand-up... Before I started doing stand-up, my friends wanted me to do... Because I used to MC.
I already don't believe this story.
Anytime there's a mix...
What? What? Aren't we all...
Look me up. Google me.
Google me.
Google me.
Google a nigga.
So, like, I used to MC anytime, like quinceañeras, weddings, anything. Like if there's a mic, they just give it to the mic. I used to fucking get on the mic and do whatever. So I was like, all right. So it was my friend's birthday. And I was doing the intros for the metal bands. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna do a joke, and I want you to interrupt me with a thunts. So I'm like, all right, knock knock, who's there? And then he'll do the thunts.
That's why I stopped. I have no more room.
Oh.
No right. Memory space. But we still got the audio.
So he'll do that, and then he'll interrupt me over and over and over again to the point where he's like, he'll do his drum solo because he wanted to do a drum solo. His name Ruben from Death is Eternal.
Okay.
And then when he stopped, then the part was me spitting out the joke really fast. I'm like, no, who's there? Fucking Paul Walker, who? I died here. You died in a car accident in the movies. Have you not seen my movies? And then nobody laughed. But everyone laughed at the whole, at the drum part. But they didn't laugh at me
at
doing my Paul Walker died in a car accident.
Oh, God.
Well, it was at a wedding.
No, yeah. It was at a metal show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah
I'm not going to do a Paul Walker joke at a metal show.
Well, why?
Why do you think that people who are at a metal show are not going to like drums more than comedy? That's what I want to
know. No, they didn't. Because... What? Yeah, you're right. That's why I don't do those no more. And then the second... two times that I bombed horribly were at metal shows. And
wow,
it wasn't that. Yeah, and it wasn't that. It was because I did it for my friends. And that's one of the things that even when I was in music that I want to do in comedy is I don't never want to play for my friends. They know my... Because I'm a story guy. My life is so fucked up that they just... The stories are the comedy parts. So I tell these jokes over and over. I tell these people all the same shit over and over and over again. And they're around when I tell other people over and over again that when I say the jokes live on stage, they're like, hey, we were there. Yeah, we know this. And then I'm like, because she was fat. And then nobody laughs.
But I think it's funny.
Yeah, because you don't even know the context.
You gotta find
out. Yeah, you don't really context.
You don't know the context of me telling the joke of how I learned how to make out from a fat chick.
I know, but I just like the punchline.
Yeah, just because.
Because she was fat.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Seinfeld, because she was fat.
Like in a movie, when someone comes in, like from like, let's say upstairs, and you don't hear the joke. But then you get downstairs and the camera just gets to the guy's like, because she was fat. And it was like, ha, ha, ha. All right, good night.
It's like Deuce Bibble, that part of the movie is like, that's a huge bitch. You know, like, out
just,
the background.
Just a little, the little tiny things.
Just a huge
bitch. One of the things I used to do was Jerry Seinfeld. And it was like, what's the deal with Jews complaining about Jews complaining? My father complained. My mother complained. My sister, she was the worst. She used to go all the time just complaining. Look at me. Yeah. I'm a Jew complaining about Jews complaining. What's up with that? Like, just...
Is that your joke?
Yes.
You wrote that?
I wrote that.
Huh. Okay, next time do the same joke, but don't sound like your brother Beatles. I was like, you're doing Seinfeld? You're doing like a Beatle? Like you're doing fucking... What's his name? The one that's alive? Not Ringo?
There's two of them, dumbass.
You sound like Paul McCartney right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You gotta exaggerate more, I guess.
Look, guys, I wrote a song.
Yeah, you see? Do you do impressions?
Never. I mean, I probably could try to do some bad ones. Like, the closest to impressions I'll do would be like an accent, or I do a Robert De Niro face.
Let me see the Robert De Niro face.
Okay.
Oh shit, that's really all right, good.
All right, yeah.
Now the camera doesn't work.
I know. Now the camera doesn't work.
I'm missing you guys, anyways.
Camera's right. Really good. Yeah. Let me see mine. Does mine look good?
I need to get a bigger SD card.
You just like an El Salvadorian that's just kind of pissed off at something.
It looks like it's constipated.
Dude, something. Are you pooping right now?
Yeah. Manos mirando a mí.
No,
I don't know. Impressions? You don't do impressions, right?
No. Oh, you don't
like
do impressions?
Jokes, no, because his jokes are literally gin with no ice, no nothing. They're just
they're dry.
Straight dry.
Just dry as shit.
And it takes you a long time to sip
it
in until at the end when you find out there's a fucking worm underneath it. Ugh. Your jokes are like... describe your jokes in a sense just, of a drink.
Yeah,
not a drink, no, just describe them. What is your style?
I'd say more silly, and then I got stuck in a rut for a while where I just kept doing like cocaine and dick or like jacking off jokes.
Oh, thank God you said jokes.
And
no, I used to snort coke and yeah. Dicks. Like it was just a nonstop thing.
I did both. Also, on stage, when I did jokes, I would be stuck in these jokes. And I had some good ones.
Yeah.
But then I think stubbornness came in, and I was trying to push them too hard. And if you're doing the same crowd, open mics with all the same, dickheads.
You're going to hear the same.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, so I can't do those jokes anymore. Because that's just common sense. And I want to make people laugh. That's what I get my joy from. So even if it's just a crowd of comedian b-holes... I could, I still try to come up and keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to say, oh, Frank's doing his freaking jacking off routine. Girlfriend doesn't catch him jacking off, but he jacks off every day. When he's
hold on, there's a little thing here that's going on. I need a little more context going on. What did you just say?
Jacking off jokes.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, okay,
I heard 60-year-old.
I want to hear the joke, but I don't. I want to hear.
Okay.
Like, give
no,
us
I
your,
won't do the.
Don't do it when you're recording.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna,
okay. All right.
But
yeah,
I do.
When you want to go on stage.
Right now, I'm just trying to find my voice more and just like figure out. I'm probably trying to be less vulgar, and like more clean. Like,
why?
I want to be like Nate Bargatze, where he'll say something really funny.
Have you noticed that most?
That's
of my jokes
very
are clean?
Smart.
And it'll be like.
It's harder to do clean jokes.
Yeah, but I don't want to be clean 100%.
Because it's very smart.
I'll
when,
cuss,
when you
though.
Do clean jokes, there's more time of you not using words like fuck and shit and dick and whatnot. And those words, you can substitute them with words like applicable and other fucking crap.
Yeah.
So your jokes sound smart.
I'm trying to be smarter.
Yeah. So instead of saying like jack off, you say masturbate or some shit?
Or I just say like...
Is that what you're saying? Or
I could make up a new... No, not like that. Like, just try to
saying.
Get away
like,
from the topic.
Oh, just jam,
like
not just jack off.
Like a different genre.
Oh, not like, oh like, stop so it. So this fucking whore, like, saying like obvious shit.
Because, his jokes are pretty much like...
I don't cuss a lot, have you
no, he doesn't. He
I don't cuss a lot.
I think he's talking to you. He says a bunch of stuff. But he does say like shit or whatever.
Yeah.
And then... But then...
But that could be considered
at the end, you realize how... No, but until you get to the end part and you realize that it's not that it's dirty, but it's brutal. Like, his
jokes
are pretty much
like,
fucking rated R.
They're sort of, but I don't cuss a lot in my jokes.
What? Oh, I can't be around you guys. I'm over here making poopy jokes.
No, I'm
6-year-old.
Well, look, the world needs that.
The flapper jokes that I did that didn't kind of go well. Bye.
Bye, Emily.
Was, that I've been to jail and I saw 280-something dicks. Because I was in jail for like... That long that I've actually seen that many dicks.
How many? How many dicks did you blow?
So the joke. Hey, see you later. You're the
bye. Ace.
So the joke was literally me in jail, but that's like real shit, right? So I was like in jail for 3 months, so I saw whatever. But when I did it in Claremont, and I was like, anybody here been to jail? There was only like two people that were like, woo!
Of course not. Nobody's.
Okay, well,
but
it's right,
but if I did that joke like in Riverside or Pomona or Ontario or anywhere else, I would have been like, hey, oh yeah, I would have been throwing up B-block and everyone would be like, cool!
What did you go to jail for 3 months?
I was going to do attempted murder, and I got off of felony vandalism.
That's a dramatic difference.
That's a dramatic
difference. No, that is like from here to there. That is like, what?
Yeah, it was fucking 10 to 0.
I didn't, when they told me that in video court, I didn't know.
You
I,
did I was, video court?
Video court. You were in that jail. Yarn jumpsuit.
No, I did the whole thing. I did the whole fucking. And then.
People versus Edson.
I was talking and I didn't say shit. She was saying everything. And I remember the guys when I went back, I skipped back like with a pale, shocked look in my face. And they're like, you're lucky, dog. You're lucky, motherfucker. And I was like, why? Like, you didn't hear that? It was like, they just told you what the charge was that they were gonna give you. But what happened was when I heard attempted murder, my blood pressure just left my brain.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, I left my body. I was like, okay.
Wow.
So now I'm just gonna learn how to fight to protect my butt. That's what I was thinking. Just, I'm gonna start hitting niggas in the nose.
Start doing butt kegels.
Like,
attempted murder.
Yeah, I cut a guy's brake lines because he was bothering the our homegirls that used to work at a Denny's.
That's and a really poor move. My
whoa,
friend.
that's
no,
whoa.
But he knocked it down yeah. to that
they
because
must have been really good homegirls.
You're fine.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, protect.
I love all of you guys.
Nah, don't leave.
Scoot over.
We got two new surprise guests.
Yeah, yeah. So these are our surprise guests.
We're recording.
So, what's your name, my dear?
We're recording them both. No. Fucking things.
Nope.
And your name, sir?
Brian.
Brian and Nope.
All right.
So we're
every single one. Yes.
So we're just recording here, just hanging out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What are you guys doing?
Your mama.
I was waiting for that.
I hate the fucking
That's not even your beer. You know what? I hate people stealing beer.
I'm kidding.
Sound. The baby.
All right, special guest. Let's go.
And they're gone.
And just like that.
And just like that, they've disappeared.
Banned from Crumbum Comedy Podcast.
He said, all right,
welcome to the Crumbum Show, everybody.
You guys enjoy. This is the Crumbum Life.
Right. Yeah, this is the Crumbum Life.
I guess I'm done.
I guess so.
Definitely done.
You guys gonna go?
I'll be back, though.
You'll be back? We'll be here.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He'll tell him how to live his life.
Buenos dias.
Yeah, it's gonna work.
I know, I saw that.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, god damn it.
The camera was gonna knock down.
It's not even on. That's all I thought. That's all I thought. Even when we're thinking about putting the camera with her? No, that's, yeah.
Well, I gotta get a bigger SD card. That one's way too small.
That's what she said. Yeah.
that's what she said.
I was looking at her face, like, light up.
Well, why would you say your SD card's too small? That's for
you. You know what? There's a joke that I wanted to do about, that's what she said, about the time when I was in a garage and some fool just got out of jail and he did attempted murder. So he was in jail for like 12 years or something.
It's murder.
So we were in a garage and then I said, that's what she said joke, and everyone laughed and he didn't get it. He was like, well, what do you mean? What? Who? They were like, no, man, it's like, that's what she said. Like, if we'll say something funny, and then you say, that's what she said. Oh, so, man, the whole time we were talking, he was chilling there, looking at everyone, because he was kind of funny. He was like a gangster in jail, either, like, a different guy. Yeah. So, he was just waiting there, waiting for someone to say something stupid. And I could see it. I can see him thinking and waiting, just like, oh, just waiting for him to say, what's what she said, joke. Someone says something, and then that one came out of nowhere. And I was like, hey, that's what the hyena said, huh?
That's his shit.
And they were all like, what hyena? But I started laughing.
You knew what,
like,
he was doing the whole time.
I knew it. But I cackled too loud, and it was just like, he thought I was just joking around because I was like, aha! No, he just looked at me, but no one knew what the fuck. And I was like, what he meant was, that's what she said. But see, that's the joke I would do.
He was trying to put his own spin on it.
No, he didn't know. He just didn't know. But was in jail for 15 years.
I thought he just was that clever.
No.
He was like, oh, let me.
No, he was just like, he heard me say that's what she said, and then he wanted to do it, and he was just like,
oh, okay.
Everyone that was talking, I was looking at them like, I'm just waiting for these fuckers to say something quick, and like, it was too big or something. He was, I want to be in that fool's brain.
He was just
like,
in his brain already.
Yeah, he was in the brain. He was like, I'm ready. All
right, so spotlight.
I don't really.
Spotlight.
You're in the spotlight right now. Edson. Best joke you got?
Don't have one. We tried this like yesterday at my house.
No,
Josh.
Bullshit. Go. I'm not going until he goes.
Right.
All of us are doing it, Doc. You're putting us on the spot. So
no, this is spotlight. This is
shit.
This is
spotlight.
That's a good idea, by the way.
Yeah, damn, this is Crumbum Comedy here.
All right, so like,
even if we don't live, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. So it's a spotlight. So it's like, so I learned how to make out from my fat chick, right? So like, what she did, she used to put a Skittle in the palm of my hand, and she used to make me want to dig it out. So she made me put a Skittle in my hand, close my hand, put it in my mouth, and with my tongue, get the Skittle out. So when I was like, I finally did it, she put a handful of Skittles in my mouth, and I was like, cool, I'm about to get those. So I went to make out with her, and she's like, no, you're not ready, those are for me. Like, yeah, you're a fat chick, I get it. So then later on in life, I try to use the same thing when I was trying to teach her, trying to learn how to give fellatio to a woman. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna use the same technique that she taught me, but instead of a Skittles, I'm gonna use a sour Skittles. Because
that's what you like.
Pussies.
Well, yeah, well.
Frank, go.
Well, pussy.
Frank, you're on.
All right, this one's dated, but
no, just pretend like you're on stage.
It is okay. So everyone's into Pokemon Go, and these kids are walking off the cliffs. I'm looking. I'm like, man, I wish I had some app that I could have that would just distract me so much from the real world, to where I could just, you know, not pay attention and walk off cliff or get hit by a car or something. And then I'm like, oh, 2-for-1 happy hour drink specials. Catch them. Boobs and butts. Boobs and butts. Grab it.
Oh, we're gonna have to work with you.
Yeah, we're gonna work on this.
I know what you're saying.
Man. All right, Josh, you got one?
Yeah, but I'm waiting for you. You're the one that we're going in rotation.
Oh God, I'm not. There's no rotation in Crumbo comedy. There's not shit.
I figured like, there was.
It has to be a star.
Oh well.
Whatever.
Oh fuck.
You're the one that brought this up.
Well, yeah, I did. I was gonna bring it up. I was gonna put you guys on blast. Yeah, you put me on blast. Like,
did you think it wasn't gonna come back to you?
No, I didn't think so at all.
You're not a cop.
Fucking white privilege. White privilege. Over
here. Yeah.
Well, fuck, dude.
Stop hitting Hitler.
Sorry, he's a great guy. He didn't
he's
do anything
a wonderful
wrong.
Guy, but you can't.
He was a very smart man. He was a little misunderstood.
Is this your joke?
I don't know. I like it.
I used to go on stage and I used to do impressions and stuff like that. So, one of them was Gilbert Gottfried, and he was in trouble at the time for,
Affleck situation?
No, not the Affleck situation. He got in trouble for
the water one.
So he used to say, "My biggest problem with women is..."
Oh, shit.
They find me ugly. Like,
yeah.
Like, I just used to go on and just make rants about that. I didn't think you guys were gonna put me on the fucking spot.
You're the one who brought it up. You called the spot, like.
No, but you think you're telling us.
Oh, I get lightheaded doing that. I'm like, oh boy, do I love this fucking show.
Okay, I get it.
Josh?
That was my turn.
Shit. If you're gonna do the one you're gonna do,
or if you're failing, just whip your dick out.
No, this is how I always end my shows.
Where's the camera's off?
Oh,
my face is right here.
Oh, yeah.
I always have this, I don't know if anybody has this notion of you know when you see a girl, she does something like, she fucking, I don't know, shotguns a beer or does something crazy. And you're like, damn, that's marriage material right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they do something, you're like, holy shit. But I have that girl, and it's the first girl who'll give me a blumpkin. Hold on. Like, I always tell the audience, a lot of times they don't laugh. I'm like, if you don't know what a blumpkin is, I'll explain it to you. It's when you get a blowjob and you're taking a shit. And then people will, like, get grossed out, and I always say, wouldn't that be awesome? Can you imagine? You'd be like, yeah, baby, you coming? Like, no, I'm going.
Like, I like that.
And I always go, who's my little pumpkin? Blumpkin. And then I always end it with, is there any single ladies up there? That's pretty how I end that joke.
No, that's good. That's
you see, can I tell you something about your joke?
Yeah.
Started up through the whole thing. We're talking about, like, I wish I had my own my own app. But you can just say I actually just go out for happy hour and then just call my girlfriend.
I just realized I didn't even finish that joke.
And then you end up driving off the cliff because
I forgot. And there's a part of that
hater
that I always say. That I always say at the end of this joke that girls always get grossed out. And I'm like, maybe that'd be awesome. Can you imagine? Like, she give me a blowjob and take a shit, water on all over her chin. And
oh shit. I think that's like an extension of the punchline.
I always say that, like at the end, and like girls are always like, ew.
Do you wait? Do you have a pause before you do the?
Yeah, I know the break. I know the beats.
That's a good thing to fucking think about. Like, if he did that joke and then he stopped it, and then everyone's like, oh, everyone fucking thinks it's over, and then he waits to say about the splashing on his chin.
No, it's called when people are clapping and laughing. You don't say anything. You wait for that to die down. It's called stepping on yourself. If you start taking a joke while they're laughing, it's called stepping on yourself.
Yeah.
And you're ruining yourself.
I didn't know the term, but I knew
that's what it's called. It's called stepping on yourself.
Because you do it.
Because you do it. No, because I have to wait. And
no, you wait till it dies down.
And it doesn't happen very often because you got to wait for people laughing, which doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't happen, no.
Maybe not for you.
I'm
being sincere.
I'm just kidding, man.
No, the three of us are over here just like, it doesn't happen often. And Josh is over here
Hey, you're
like,
being frank?
Super confident.
He's being frank.
Maybe being arrogant.
That's your gimmick, dog. You can say some weird shit and you'll be like, hey, I'm being frank. Thank you, guys. My name is Frank.
By the way, when I used to work at this aerospace company.
Don't do that.
Work at this aerospace company. This big, fat lesbian used to work with us. I used to call it the fridge. She's big, white, full of food, cold. But anyway, that's
what she's cold hearted.
She was cold, but no, like,
was she a side by side or a stackable?
Her name was. She's more of a front loader, but
she's a top and bottom.
Her name was.
I get it. Her name was places.
Her name. All right, let's not talk over each other.
Sorry.
Her name was Deborah, and one time she got mad at me, and she was like, "Josh." And she's butch, you know, butch lesbian. She's like, let me be frank with you. And I was like, well, that makes a lot more sense than Deborah.
And people start laughing.
Oh my god.
That's fucking awesome. But she, no, she just turned me along. She's like, well, she shook my hand. That was pretty funny.
She probably committed suicide after that shit.
No, she went home and hung herself.
That's the third person that's called it Frank.
No, it's
she wished her name was Frank.
All right, so now what we're going to do on the Chromo channel is...
It's almost been an hour, by the way.
Worst accident.
Worst accident, what do you mean?
I had a child.
Frank, worst accident.
What do you mean accident and what? Like,
no, that's fine.
Car crash.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just say it. Not the accident, but the effects. I got like 27 stitches plus 8 stitches in my forehead.
Of what?
On a bad drunken night, being a drunken douche.
Okay, okay, Josh, worst drunken accident.
My mom had a child. That's me.
And he was drunk somehow.
All right.
Yeah,
little drunk babies that come out drunk.
She was breastfeeding me, and tequila was coming out of those bitches.
All right. So,
no, I'll tell you right now, like, the worst I've ever been in, I wasn't drunk, though.
You weren't drunk?
Yeah, no. Just horse accident. That was a
no, I had a WRX, a Subaru.
Yeah.
300 horsepower car, I was fucking arrogant. I downshifted to pass this guy up, went to pass him, right when I went to pass him, he turned, and boom, right into him. Smashed the front end of my car.
I was boarding the street for a while. I thought you were,
I started crying, because I looked at
you started crying?
$30,000 car, you just wrecked it. You know, just totally.
What'd you get for having a $30,000 car, you cockass?
Yeah, because I'm an idiot.
Well, I have a $20,000 car. And
you got a fucking Porsche.
Yeah, but I'm also...
Yeah, well, white people.
Yeah. White privilege.
White privilege, I got a Porsche.
Your accident?
That's a real song.
Fucking I'm writing it right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, Fleetwood Mac sings it.
All right, well, this is pretty much an hour, so we can pretty much end it here.
Wait, hold on. He has to do his accident.
Oh, sorry, okay. So I will do the worst.
Can you guys believe it? We did an hour?
I can't believe we did an hour. So I will do my worst accident. I bought a car for my ex-wife, which was on Craigslist. She was into Twilight, so she wanted the car from...
And who wasn't?
What?
Who wasn't?
I wasn't until later. Which is actual truth.
I just wanted to bone Chris.
But my old lady wanted a truck, just like the one that was in Twilight.
The Chevy 2 something?
It was a step side. So I bought it for her, the same color, everything. So I decided I'm going to take it up to the mountains with a bottle of Jägermeister.
Jesus Christ.
By yourself?
By myself.
So I'm just,
I go... Driving up the mountains, I'm cruising up there, and I'm slurping on this big bottle of Jägermeister. And I decide I'm going to go all the way over, way out to Azusa or something, you know, yes. Wherever it ends. Well, my drug ass hits a tree, clips the side, tire off of the side, on the left side, smashes into another mound, rips the back end out of
in
it.
In the mountains?
In the mountains.
You could have...
Rolls it, I get out. Grab the bottle of Jaeger and go, okay, well, that's it.
What? How was you going to get the fuck out of there?
Everybody walked 3 miles.
The Jaeger was okay?
The Jaeger was okay. I was happy, dude. Because that was my worry. It was in between my lap.
Hold on, how's the Jaeger?
Because I was like, oh, God, the Jaeger. And I was like, God. Oh, crap. You know, I grabbed this Jaeger and I'm like, oh.
3 ribs coming out of his skin.
Yeah. I didn't even check my... No, I didn't even...
Yeah, you're okay.
I didn't even check myself. I was just kind of like, oh, God. Oh, we're good. Oh, okay. Oh, hand broken and shit. I'm like, oh, we're good.
Yeah. No, I would have done the same.
Pull out my cell phone, put it on. I'm like, oh, no signal. Walked 3 hours with a hand dripping blood with my fingers broken right here and here.
Oh, you did. You did get something.
The bones were coming out?
Yeah. My finger bones were coming out here and here.
Damn.
Walked 3 hours to a payphone and then put dimes into a payphone.
What year was this?
It was quarters. It was meant to say quarters, but I was putting in dimes.
No, I'm just amazing.
A teriyaki place?
No.
You know why is there a teriyaki place in the fucking mountains?
You know what?
What
would have been playing through my head if I was you bleeding? But. What I would walk 3,000 miles.
And I would walk 500 miles and not.
My hand's broken.
So nobody cares. Nobody cares about the life, loss of life.
That no. I don't give a shit.
So then I started.
There's 700 billion people on the planet. I don't care.
That's why it's ex-wife, because she's in the car.
So then I pushed. She wasn't in the car.
I thought I missed that part.
I pushed the fucker over. I pushed the fucker over to the side of the road. You know, and it was
when it go off the hill.
When it rolled, no, I almost went off the hill. I grabbed it and pulled it. It was on its side on this mound.
Totaled.
It was ruined. The back end rear axle was gone. So I grabbed it and I pulled it down and pushed it to this little hideaway. 2 years later, I'm dating the girlfriend that I have now, and we're cruising along this road because this cop says you can't go back down. There. Car is still fucking there.
No shit.
Two doors off of it. Tailgate is gone. Like, people have been
scrapping it.
Scrapping it. But yeah.
Did they ever find the black people who took those scraps?
You know it's got to be some chillers, too.
Oh, but I was just like...
You said it was a Chevy?
I'm sure it was Mexicans, too.
It was a Ford.
Yeah, it was a Ford.
It was a Ford F1...
Those are
my 20 or something.
My uncles.
It was way more Mexicans, first of all.
My uncles. That was my uncles.
You're not even Mexican.
I said uncles.
Alright, end the show. End the show.
Well, this has been, it's actually been an hour. It's been 1 hour.
Alright, end the show.
Outro.
Hey, so this has been the Crumb Bum Podcast, or whatever we're gonna name it. I'm Josh Kerry Garcia, and whoever fucking listens, thank you for listening.
Thank you for watching. This is Dr. Brown. Thank you for watching. We got Edson over here.
King Crumb Bum, King of the Crumb Bums. Thank you guys for coming by. Wait for us.
Happy to be here. Hope I get to go back.
Well, we said your name, you cunt.
And I'm Frank also.
All right, thanks, guys. All right, end it. For everything, it's been fun. See ya. It'll get better in time, promise.